Hey everybody, it's Bill Mesnick of the Splendid Bohemians. Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep and join me, the Mighty Mez, on the sunny side of my street. I'm tired of the four D's, disease, death, division, and damnation. I want to add another to that list. Deserve, as in, you deserve a break from the deluge of doubt. You deserve a shelter from the fountain of sorrow that threatens to drench you, and experience a moment of pure, unadulterated joy, whatever that means to you. And to that end, I offer to share my umbrella of joyful music, with the hope that my sunny songs may temporarily lighten your load a bit. Come on over and cross over to the sunny side of my street. At the outset, let me apologize for liking this song. It was outré almost immediately after its release. At this point, it is so retrograde that I think a person might be able to enjoy it once again for its ironic naivete. But I've always loved the way her voice swoops up on the name Bobby. It still brings chills. Okay, I was 9 years old, and I wanted to be Bobby for my crush. It's so interesting, with the sober goggles of reflection, to realize how programmed I was by popular culture to accept certain societal dogmas in terms of the relations between the sexes. Marcy Blaine was only 16 when she recorded it, and it was her only chart hit. Born Marcia Blank in Brooklyn, New York in 1944, Marcy was discovered by Marv Holtzman, an A&R man for Seville Records, off of a demo that she had recorded as a favor for a songwriter friend. The company changed her name, gave her this song to record, which she did, and then she went off to be a counselor at a summer camp. And when she returned, she was a star. But the supernova of fame burned out quickly, and by 65 it was all over. By her choice. She decided to go back to college and didn't promote her records. The music business was too stressful for this simple girl who just wanted to marry, teach, and raise a family, which is what she did. An interesting side note. On October 9, 2017, it was erroneously reported that a homeless Marcy Blaine had died without enough funds for a burial. Turned out it wasn't her. It was a woman named Mildred Maxwell, who had told everyone for 30 years that she was Marcy Blaine. I guess a lot of ladies just wanted to be Bobby's girl.
You're not a kid anymore. You're not a kid anymore.
When people ask of me, what would you like to be? Now that you're not a kid anymore.
You're not a